There's some things that you wanted to ask.
Yes, there is some questions I have from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the third canto, chapter 13, verse 33.
What's the name of the chapter?
The name of the chapter, description of adverse fruitive activities.
Mm-hmm. 13 or 30?
30.
30, yeah, Lord Kapila, thank you.
Yes, it's Lord Kapila Dev speaking, teaching her mother Devahuti. And specifically here, there is speaking about black work.
Black work?
Yes, black work.
Black work, no. What's the actual...
It's black methods. Black methods used by someone to make a living.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a question because, first of all, if this also refers to, because today people also make a living using black work or black methods, this is also regarding material laws, or this is just...
Read what it says.
It says... Therefore, a person who is very eager to maintain his family and kinsmen simply by black methods certainly goes to the darkest region of hell, which is known as Andhata Mishra. So this refers, I suppose, only to the laws which are presented in Srimad Bhagavatam and in the scriptures, but this...
Generally, it refers to sinful activities, animal slaughter, intoxication, illicit sex, things related to that, grossly sinful activities. And then there are other things that may be considered black in a material sense. For instance, someone is... people are in Kali Yuga overtaxed. That's the symptom of Kali Yuga. The taxes are disproportionate or even non-shastric. They're too much. Just like generally, for instance, 10% is considered to be a reasonable amount which people should be taxed by the government, but the government taxes much more than 10%. Sometimes it may tax as much as 90%, depending on the income one has. So, from the scriptural point of view, that's people sometimes sort of cheat on their tax returns and so on, because, or even they may, some businessmen say that unless, if they pay all the tax and everything, then they go bankrupt. So, in that case, they may be not fully up to the conditions of the law. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to go to hell. They may go to jail, but they may, they're not going to go to hell. Because of that, because they're not breaking a principle scriptural injunction, although that doesn't necessarily mean that people should break the law, but there's a difference in terms of the consequences of breaking some laws, especially in Kali Yuga, and not following the teachings of Bhagavatam and Vedic literature. Anything on that?
Yes, actually I have... so this is exactly what I wanted to ask, but I have something more. Because in the purport, Prabhupada says that one should work honestly according to his qualification. He should not earn his livelihood unfairly by means for which he is not qualified. If a brahmana who works as a priest so that he may enlighten his follower with the spiritual way of life, is not qualified priest, then he is cheating the public.
Mm.
So, in regard to this, I would like to ask if you could give some examples of other things that other people do in other position that would, in other varna or ashram, that would be considered black work. And I would like to ask that actually in Kali Yuga we know that everybody is disqualified as Shudra. Then is it not from this statement somehow I understood it, then if every, or I made a logic like that, if everybody is a Shudra, then somehow everybody should work as a Shudra, I don't know, this is a question, and develop Brahman qualities, but not make a livelihood out of some other...
No, anyway, the Prabhupada's purport is in regards to, he's making reference that black work also includes that people treating others, if they're not qualified as Brahmins, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, but still they take such positions, therefore they're misleading people, particularly those who are Brahmanas, because Brahmanas are meant to be guiding people to the Absolute Truth, to Krishna Consciousness. But if someone's not qualified to do that, then he's misleading people. So, andatama padashanti, then that also leads people into a hellish condition, because in the name of helping people, you're misleading people. That's the greatest sin. So in Varna Ashram, then Svadharma Apichabich, everyone should perform their own dharma. In Kali Yuga, by nature, the prominent influence of modes of ignorance is such that generally people are Shudra, but you can't have a society which is simply Shudra, because it doesn't function. It's a dysfunctional society. Society needs to have Vaishyas in order to feed everyone. It requires Kshatriyas in order to administer, and it or requires Brahmins in order to guide people in the right direction. So even if the basic nature is there, which is lower, but all of those can be cultivated, and that's the whole purpose of Krishna consciousness, to raise people, to give people by training yatrala lakshanam proktam, to give them the qualities of Brahmins, especially to teach them how to perform honest work as Vaishyas, to be honorable, heroic, and shelter-giving as Kshatriyas. The idea is that these qualities be developed, even though the overriding influence may be there of Shudra, but that can be balanced by taking shelter of chanting Hare Krishna, of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, in that way, people can actually establish a proper society, Varnashram society. Otherwise, the tendency is, yes, people are, the Shudra natures dominate. It means just like the whole economic crisis that's going on in the world. Why is it? Because people are spending more than they have. That's a Shudra. A Shudra doesn't know what to do with money. So not only does he spend all the money that he has, but he spends more than he has. Because he's a Shudra. He doesn't know how to save. He doesn't know how to properly invest. He doesn't know how to build up a proper capital for his family. Their whole principle is to spend, spend, spend. And that's what the politicians are telling people, that we're going to show that the economic crisis can't hurt us by continuing to buy, 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 buy. That's their motto. Not save, but spend. So that's the problem. And unless they establish that type of social network, they can't solve this financial crisis by different types of methods or just pumping more paper money into the economy, because they have to change the mentality. The mentality is a Shudra's mentality, just spending what you don't have and just living a consumer lifestyle. And the only way you can offset a consumer lifestyle is when people realize that Yishava Shamidam Savam, they should only spend what they have, and they should use their time. Life is meant not for sense gratification or spending, but it's meant for spiritual development. And when they go in the direction of spiritual development, then automatically economy will be stable, because it's not based on consumerism, and it has to be based on simple living, which means that a lot of the factories and all the consumer items and all of those people who produce those, they go out of business. And the whole idea is they want to have their cake and eat it too. They want to be able to solve the economic crisis, which is a basis based on a false concept of consumerism. They want to keep consuming, and it won't work. All of these. If they want computer companies, then one computer company is enough, and they don't need to make computers. People don't have to buy a new computer every day, and they don't need to buy a new telephone every year or every 6 months. It's enough. Keep one for 5 years, 10 years, until it breaks out. Same thing for cars and so many other things. Just one Trabant is enough. Don't need so many other cars. It wasn't a bad system. You don't need to choose from so many cars with built-in obsolescence. Anyway, go ahead. Anything on that?
Yes, I have some. So it's basically so we are Shudras, but we have to cultivate.
But you can become a Brahmin by cultivating the Brahminical qualities. Rising early in the morning, chanting Hare Krishna, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, eating Krishna Prasadam. These are activities of the mode of goodness. If you perform the activities of the mode of goodness, then you become endowed with the qualities of goodness. In other words, you become a qualified Brahmin. It just requires practice. And that practice, by good association, one becomes inspired to practice. But you see that if you don't practice it, and if you don't do it, then the lower nature, the Shudra nature, comes out. So what happens? Then you just sleep. Then I'll sleep instead in the morning program, and I don't get up, and I don't chant rounds, and I don't go to Mangala Arati. That means because the lower nature comes out again. I start to eat in restaurants and eat all kinds of other unmentionable things, and garlic and onions and passionate type of foodstuffs. And soon people will go back to eating meat and so on.
wonderful question. This is regarding...
It follows that you finished on that point?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, but this one is a question somewhere very simple, but I didn't get a straight answer from somebody. And I saw different practices regarding studying Srila Prabhupada books. I got used to, when studying, I usually make notes and highlights. And I don't know if this is offensive or not in regard to Srila Prabhupada books, to scriptures.
Whether it's a good idea or not, you're saying?
Yes, I don't know if it's all right or not, because maybe it's offensive or...
To make notes in Prabhupada's books, you mean?
Yes, I'm making highlights and notes.
Oh, in the books?
In the books.
No, better not to write in the books themselves. Notes are okay and so on, but just do them in another notebook. Just something accompanying, but best not to write in Shastra. We should consider that it's Krishna, so it's like if I start writing all over the deities, I can paint them in terms of for their own beautification, but I shouldn't scribble over them. So same way I shouldn't scribble in Bhagavatam and so on, but one can do that separately. It's all right. In fact, devotees should make notes. That's how they should study. They should study making notes and being very serious and applying themselves to Srimad Bhagavatam. But better not in the books. Especially nowadays. You don't need to. You have computers and everything can be done easily like that. But you could do something like on computer, having a copy of over there of Bhagavatam, and if you want to make notes on that, in other words, that's specifically for that. So you're just printing out and making over there. So even though that's also Bhagavatam, but it lends itself more to that. It's done with the purpose of notes, extending notes. Rather than doing that in Srila Prabhupada's books, whether or not doing it there.
Sometimes I saw devotee making highlights.
It's safest not to. It's not a great sin, but it's best not to. One is studying Bhagavatam, but best that we make some other arrangement and just respect the integrity and purpose of Prabhupada's books.